thegoodsuccess.com. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. I pray for everyone who is listening right now or who will watch the recording, that Lord, you visit everyone and let no one return back the same way. In Jesus' name, amen. The topic remains the secret triple-edged success system, engaging Joseph's success strategy in 2025 for good success. Happy New Year to everyone and welcome again. I hope you enjoyed yourself during the holidays, during Christmas and New Year celebrations. But you are welcome to the podcast again today, to a brand new year where you have the opportunity to start a lot of things afresh, where we all have the opportunity to enjoy the blessings of God in a different dimension. God has ordained great things concerning this year, and we want to really maximize everything God has prepared for us this year. And that's necessitated this topic. God always has us in his plan. That's why the topic came just straight on. God wants us to always succeed in everything we do. That's why we have this secret triple-edged success system that's engaging Joseph's success strategy in 2025 for good success. What is this strategy? What is it all about? Have you been wondering if there was just this secret that can apply in every area of life that we can always use? Remember in December we talked about giving, but the question is, where do I need to give? What areas of life do I need to give? At what point do I even know what to give and to whom to give? The Bible talks a lot about the spirit of discernment, and it also talks about wisdom. You know, most times I believe that we often confuse discernment with wisdom. I don't think they are the same. Discernment is being able to know the difference between right and wrong, what to do, what not to do, when to do something, when not to do it, being able to know the difference between things, between this side and this side. That's discernment. However, wisdom also includes discernment. Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it, not just doing it at the right time, in the right place, to the right person or the right people. That is wisdom. Wisdom includes the doing aspect of it and doing it at the right time, to the right person, or using the right strategies. That is wisdom. What made Joseph so different, and how can we apply that in our own lives? I don't know what you've been through in the last year, and I don't know what you are still going through right now. However, God has a plan for both yourself and myself. God wants to give you a strategy that you can actually apply at different stages of life. Have you been in a situation before that you really felt, I don't even know if I'm doing the right thing? You know, you are busy, you are active, there's a lot of activity going on, but you are like, am I really doing what this person needs? Maybe you have a job and you're like, I don't even know if I'm pleasing this person. I don't know if I'm doing exactly what my boss wants. Or as a husband, you're like, I don't know if I'm doing what my wife wants. Or as a wife, you're like, am I really doing what my husband wants? Or as parents to children, children to parents, relationships of all kinds. Especially in our country, Nigeria, we've seen how many presidents have come and gone, and they fail to interpret the dream of the masses. People have been asking for years upon years and decades now that we just want to have consistent power supply. And see how many governments have come and gone, how many regimes have come and gone, and they still haven't been able to fulfill that dream. They are busy doing so many other things, but that one thing, they are missing out of it. And that's how we are in life several times. We do things, we are busy, we are providing solutions, we are providing services that the people you are providing it for may really not need or want. In business, as a business person, I know that there's a lot of disparity between what people really need and what they want. There was a time I was providing a service for this weight loss professional. And one of the questions I asked was that, list out the desires of your potential clients. Because on the surface, they're going to tell you they want to lose weight, but you really have to understand why they want to lose weight. Do they really need to lose weight? or there is something else making them want to lose weight. The reasons why people lose weight can be very funny. You may see someone who is seriously going through a weight loss program, engaging in it with all his might, with all his strength, and you think he really wants to just lose weight for health reasons. However, this person may just be preparing for a wedding and wants to look very beautiful in the wedding gown, wants to slim down so she can look much more beautiful. Of course, at least I've heard that before. And in your own mind, you think that you are practically helping this person to lose weight. However, the reason, the motive behind the activity is different. So let's say you are a weight loss professional and you are just telling people how much they need to lose weight without connecting it with the real dream they have, which is to look beautiful in the wedding gown. You may just be losing a lot of clients, or someone because they just feel, I'm lacking confidence, and this has been proven, that I just don't have the confidence I used to have when I wasn't this overweight. Now I want to lose the weight because I want to have that. I've seen people even in the extreme conditions. For example, I've worked with a lot of chiropractors, and analyzing the testimonials from these chiropractors, you'll be shocked why people really go to see a chiropractor. By the way, a chiropractor, you know, is a person who helps to alleviate pain in different parts of the body, spine-related pain. These spine problems could be leading to headache, to backache, to aches in anything related to the spine. And naturally, you feel like, oh, they just want to get rid of the pain. But there are other reasons why this pain needs to go. You'll be shocked at how much people can bear pain. But there are other things they don't want to bear. For example, there was this person who said, now, I've always wanted to be a grandma all my life. I think all of us want to be grandparents. I've always wanted to be a grandparent. Now, I became a grandparent, but because of my backache, the spine-related problem, I've not been able to carry my grandkids. And you are shocked, like, so this reason is more valuable to this grandma than the pain she's feeling. So if you wanted to market to people like that, and you tell them, now you can carry your grandparents, grandchildren again, now you are marketing to them. But if you just talk about the pain, everyone else talks about the pain. But this person is so particular about carrying the grandchild. Someone else, I just want to be fit again. I want to be active again. I don't want to lose my job, because if I keep complaining about my back every day, sooner or later, they're going to find a replacement, and I don't want that to happen. That is the reason why this person is looking for the solution to the back pain. Why have I been talking about these problems? Well, the reason is because as a child of God, you want to shine in darkness, in the darkness of this world. You need to be able to see beyond what people really call their problems. You need to be able to see beyond that to know exactly what they want, the real reason beyond the problems. So in life, we have two conditions, and today we're going to look at one of them. In Joseph's case, because this revolves around Joseph, in Joseph's case, he was to interpret a dream that Pharaoh had, and Pharaoh gave him the honor of telling him the dream. But you can see in Daniel's case, the king had a dream and refused to tell them. Maybe he forgot, but he didn't tell them the dream, and they were to interpret a dream they were never told because he wanted to avoid deception. We're going to look at that later, but today we want to look at the level of Joseph. Now, in Joseph's case, the dream had a very weird dream. And like someone said, I think Apostle Joshua Selman, he said, naturally speaking, you will think this is demonic attack, because how will lean cows swallow very fat cows? And then they didn't change. Then some ears of corn also swallowed some other one, and that one didn't change. You would think, oh, this is an attack of the enemy. Every power of the enemy that wants me to walk like an ant and eat like an elephant, I rebuke you, I rebuke you. You just declare 7 days of fasting or 21 days of fasting. And now many churches are fasting. And you're like, ah, thank God. It's happened during this time. The enemy has come again. I will kill you this time. And guess what? The solution had nothing to do about prayer. It had nothing to do about fasting. It had nothing to do about demonic attack. This was just divine plan from heaven being unfolded here, because God needed to bring the Israelites to Egypt. And just before we talk about the steps that Joseph took and that we are going to be looking at today, which is the triple-edged success system, I want us to actually look at a couple of things. So, number one, if you are a president of a nation or the leader of an association, we must all understand that the secret to all success in life lies in interpreting dreams. What are the dreams of your followers? That is your job, to interpret that dream. If you don't interpret that dream, you will just discover that there's a lot of fights going on, there's a lot of misunderstanding, there's a lot of issues going on, and you're like, but I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. However, the dream you're supposed to be interpreting is not even written on paper, it's written on their heart. And sometimes they don't even know the dreams. So as a leader, your job is to be able to see ahead, to see beyond what these people have told you, to see beyond the what is written in the constitution and know exactly what they need. So that's why we see a lot of presidents failing the country, because they are not interpreting the dreams of the people. They get there, they see a lot of things that needed to be done. But the things that people want to be done, that people really needed, is not being addressed. So the second level is an employer to an employee. As an employer, there are dreams you have that may not even be explained verbally. The job of an employee is to make sure he's able or she is able to interpret that dream. You are employed in a company. What is the real dream of that business? One of the first things that you should do is to understand the value, the culture, the expectations. What does this company really want to achieve? For most businesses, it's profit. And you need to ask yourself, whatever I'm doing, how does it contribute to the profit that this company requires? And that's why some people in certain companies, they can't just fire them. Why? Because they are too valuable. They are able to interpret the dream. Let me share something with you. I'm not saying you should use that tactic, but I remember this when I was preparing. In a company I worked with before, it was like an agency of government, but at that time, it was subcontracted to this private agency to run it for the government. And in that organization, I saw that some guys seemed to always have the ears of the leadership of the organization. These guys were corrupt, they were liars, all manner of things you can mention. And it's not like it's hidden. The leaders also know that these guys are doing all these things. However, these guys just seem to always have a heart. Well, there are two things that will come to your mind, or maybe one thing. The first thing is, maybe they are using some form of charm against the leaders. That's why they can't just expoint them or kick them out of being close to them. But I realized that these guys have some tactics. Number one, they know the dreams of these leaders. These leaders always want to make money, and they want to catch thieves. Thieves in quote, those people who are sabotaging the efforts of the agency. So these guys, I think they will find a way to tell the leadership, those people who are stealing, the same thing they are doing, they will reveal them to leadership, and the leadership will be dealing with them. But they will leave them alone. Why? Because they have found a way to enter the mind of those people. So they became valuable and were there consistently. I don't think any of them were fired, even though other people were fired. They were never fired. They were doing the same thing. We all know they were doing the same thing, but they just were able to manipulate kind of these people all the time because they knew the dreams of the leaders. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just saying that is the reason why some people just seem to have unusual success in certain places. Remember this guy in the Bible that Jesus talked about, that this guy was going to be fired by his boss, and he quickly went out and used the earthly wisdom to settle all the credits, all the debtors of his boss, so that he could have his peace when he's being fired. Well, Jesus was not telling us to do unrighteous things. He was just saying that we must understand that in this world, it's about interpreting the dreams of the people. All the people who are debtors, they probably couldn't pay, or of course, it's never interesting to pay a debt if you have ever owed anyone before. It's never interesting. And he knows that. He found a way to make sure he could reduce what they were paying so that he could have his space. Imagine if he's fired, he would think the boss is the evil one and that he's the good one. And that's what happened in the company I was talking about. So let's go back. Now, from husband to wife, it's a two-way thing. Husband needs to interpret the dream of the wife. Wife needs to interpret the dream of the husband. Maybe after watching this or reading or listening to this, you want to probably have a sit down with your spouse and say, why did you even marry me in the first place? What were your expectations? Are they being met or not? The same thing for children to parents. As a parent, you may think you are doing everything possible to please your children. You may just be doing something else they don't even need. And that's why I think most times when people become teenagers, they are just separated from their parents, kind of. Because parent just thinks he's doing the right thing. And the child is saying, see, I don't need all these things. I just want to be alone sometimes. This is exactly what I need right now. And the parent is using his own need right now to supply the needs of the children. And vice versa, as a teenager also, you need to understand that your parents also have some dreams. How can you help them achieve those dreams? How can you please them more? So it's also two-way. The same thing. However, in some cases, like I said, it's just one way, especially in leadership. For a pastor to church members, your church members, they don't have a business fulfilling your dream or knowing what your dream is. It's your job as the pastor or as a spiritual leader to find their dreams and to make sure you are able to spiritually discern and deliver the message they need per time. So in this case, it's just different. Church members may never even call you. They may not even remember your birthday. But as you begin to fulfill their dreams, they will begin to think, what can we do to make this man happy? What can we do to supply his needs also? That's how that one works. The same thing with president of a nation. The citizen, they don't have a business finding out does our president is no. The systems are already there. It's the president's job to make sure the citizens are well taken care of and that their dreams are achieved. Let's look at business to clients also. Your clients, it's not their job to make you happy. No, it's your job as a business owner to make sure your clients are happy. And when you do that, you see your income flowing consistently. And I can prove this to you. I've had clients that have been with me. Recently, I just realized that there's a client that's been with me since, I think, 2018. See how many years we've been working together. Consistently. Some since 2018. Some since maybe 2016. Still together. There must be a reason why they are staying. If their needs are met, they wouldn't want to go anywhere else. And we've seen that there are so many businesses in this age that we are in that they just interpreted a dream you didn't even know you had, a problem you didn't even know you had. And because it just immediately resonated, you're like, okay, I'm buying this right away, because they helped you see what you didn't even know existed. We'll be talking more about that next week. Then teacher to students. As a teacher, you want to know the challenges that the students are going through and help them solve that problem. That is your job. Unfortunately, maybe it has changed. When we were going to school, it's almost the other way around. The teachers almost wanted you to come and find out what they needed. But as a successful leader, you are looking for the problems that these people have and you want to solve it. So both Daniel and Joseph in the Bible show us the importance or significance of interpreting the dreams of those we've been sent to. As a child of God, we've been sent to certain sets of people. And you want to make sure you are interpreting their dreams. I want to make sure I'm interpreting their dreams at all times, at the right time. What do they need? Am I supplying what they need and mixing it with what they want? In fact, marketing what they want so that they can get what they need. It's almost like the capsule. If you have ever used capsule before, it doesn't taste bitter. But if you remove what is inside the capsule, then you may see all manner of tastes in it. So they put all those bitter things in capsules and you use it and then you are okay. You don't feel the bitterness, the capsule does its job. So that's what you do most times as a business owner. You look for what they want and supply what they need, covered by what they want, so that it's a win-win situation. And then they are super happy because now their wants are being met. What is this triple-edged success system that Joseph used? And I think this is where we really want to pay attention. So, number one, the first level, the first edge of the sword is to interpret the dream. And this is the basic level. We will see in the story of Joseph and the king. Pharaoh said, I've heard, it's been told me that you can interpret dreams. And the first thing Joseph did was to explain the problem. See, the problem you have, he says the true dreams are the same. And what this tells you and I is that most times people just want to first understand their problem. What is this problem I'm facing? I can see the symptoms, but what is the real problem? And that's why when you go to see a doctor, they first want to understand the symptoms. And then the next thing they tell you is, this is malaria, this is typhoid, this is whatever. They tell you the problem. When they can tell you the problem, That is, you've just been able to display some credibility and trustworthiness over there. So let's say this way, and you know the importance of this one. Let's say you went to see two doctors. You are given the option of picking a doctor that you think can really help you. And the first doctor, he came to you, he said, maybe you have some headache or something, and he started asking some questions. He was like, so before this headache comes, every time you feel this headache, before it comes, do you normally have foot pain? And you're like, no. And he says, okay. So do you feel a tingling sensation on your thigh? And you're like, no. And he asks all manner of weird questions that none of them really resonate with the challenge you are going through. Like, he just started asking this weird question. Do you have a dream before you have a headache? You're like, is this one babalawo or is doctor? What's dreaming? I said, I'm having consistent migraine. You are talking about having a dream. Are you a spiritual person or what exactly are you talking about? All the questions are just out of point. And then you saw the second doctor, and the second doctor said, okay, before this headache, does it happen when you wake up? Immediately you wake up. And you're like, yes. Every time I wake up, this headache seems to just wake up with me. Like, okay. And you note it down. Then he asked the second question. Does this come after you have taken a cold drink? And you're like, yes, I think so. Because yesterday I took a cold drink and immediately I started having the headache. Then he asked like 5 questions. Everyone seems to just fit in. Between you and I, if you are to choose, who is the doctor you're going to choose? I'm assuming that most people are going to choose the second doctor. Why? Because he asked the right questions. He was able to show that he understands the question. There are 2 different reasons why he could be asking the right questions. Number one, he could have gone through the same problem before. Or number 2, he just knows how to treat that problem. He just understands that problem very well. That means he's trained, he's an expert at dealing with that problem. And you're going to choose him most likely instead of the other one that asks irrelevant questions. None of them just clicked. You're going to most likely choose the second person. So the same way in life, when you want to serve people, when you want to provide solutions to problems, when you want to really become successful in life, you need to understand the problem of those you've been sent to. If you don't understand the problem, you're going to be preaching prosperity message when people are directly being attacked by demons, when they need deliverance. Or you're preaching deliverance when they're like, see, all the demons are gone. Now I need wisdom on how to make money. And you are busy saying, I bind. Say, please don't even bind my clients. Right now, I've been delivered. What I need next is the wisdom on the next step to take. And you are preaching something else. Or as a business owner, you are telling somebody to buy a product they don't even need. Or they can't afford. Or that is not the stage they are at the level. They can buy it, but that's not the first thing they need. So for example, as a homeowner, that's what I've seen people do and it works. People want to buy a house, but they don't trust you yet. Why don't you show them that you understand the problem they're going through, the fears they have, and begin to crumble all those problems? Okay, you are scared that I could cheat you or go away with your money. Why don't you show them that you understand the problem and show them some of the people you've worked with before and maybe give them their number that, okay, call this person. I beat the house for this governor, I beat the house for this senator, I beat the house for this person, and you can reach them and find out. They're like, oh, okay. You have been able to address the problem right now, so they can trust you more. So the first thing Joseph did was to show that he understood the problem. He told him exactly the meaning of the dream. That is the first job. If he cannot interpret the dream, every other thing, they may not pay attention. So if he can interpret the dream, now they are like, okay, so you understand the meaning of this dream. And Joseph did not stop there. He went over and beyond. He now began to explain the solution. He explained the solution, the step-by-step way out. He said, see, so that's the problem. Famine is coming. 7 years of plenty will come. 7 years of famine will come. And he didn't say, King, I'm done. That is the meaning of the dream. Bye-bye. Can I please get my freedom? No. He went ahead and said, see, this is the solution to the problem. I'm not just a prophet of doom that will tell you what will happen. I have also been given the solution by God. So for you also, as a child of God, don't just stop in the place of discernment. Many people we call prophets, they are just discerners. They are able to discern. They are seers. They can see what the problem is, but they have no solution whatsoever. and they begin to see all manner of funny things as solutions. So as a child of God with the Spirit of God, we want to discern the problem, but we don't want to stop there. We also want to be able to provide the solution or explain the solution. So Joseph also went ahead. That's the second step. That's the second edge of the sword. He explained the solution, the step-by-step guide to coming out of the problem. And for some people, this is probably where their job will stop. So if you're a preacher, you're in the ministry, for example, people just want, at least, don't just tell me my problems. Tell us the way out. Show us the step to take, and then we can take the step. And then for business owners, you can't stop at telling people the solution, which brings us to the next step, even as we wrap up. Implement the solution. You should be able to know how to implement the solution, or at least connect them with the right person who can implement the solution. So Joseph said, now this is the solution. Find a man who can do this. And the king said, see, you know, at this level, I don't need any other man. You are the man. That is where decisions come in. That is where the clients now decide whether they want to work with you or not. Joseph showed them the problem. He explained the solution. He told them the kind of person they're going to need. But in this case, he didn't advertise himself. In fact, I don't even think he thought that he was qualified. Or maybe God has already revealed to him, but he probably didn't know he was qualified. And the king said, you know what? You are more than qualified to take this position. And this is the level, especially if you're in business or you're in career, this is the level you want to pay attention to. See, if you go to an interview and you are able to tell them the problem, you're able to tell them the solution, but you are not available to solve the problem, how does it help them? So at this point, this is where we need someone with a capable hand. Don't just be the one who went to school, who understands how to provide the solutions. Just like many, sorry if you are a mechanical engineer here or you are into any of the tech things. Many people went to school, they understand the problem of the engine, they can tell you, explain it, quote all the laws of physics, laws of whatever, and tell you exactly the problem, what you need to do. Oh, you need to change this, you need to do it. But can you do it, Oga? It's like, no. Do you have a team that can do it? Okay, do you have any mechanic in your establishment that can do it? No, I can just tell you how to do it. They're like, okay, thank you. Take this money and go. But if you can fix it, see, trust me, people want to pay someone who can really deliver the solution. And that's where we come in and where your job is this year, where your giving comes in this year. So the first level, the second level, most times as a business owner, depending on the kind of business you have, you want to give these things free as much as possible because it will pay in the long run. People will trust you. Now, somebody is going to say, but I sell physical products. You can still do it. If you sell a physical product, you can still find a way of explaining to them the problem, showing them the solution, and then giving them the product. For example, weight loss. Oh, this is how to lose weight. And number one, this is the problem. This is exactly what you've been gaining with. You say, oh, really? I didn't know. I thought it's just food. No, it's not only food. It's because you've been doing this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, really? Now you've just increased your credibility and trustworthiness. Then you tell them, if you want to do that, then this and this and this needs to be done in your body, or you need to take this food, you need to take this nutrient, you need to act this way, you need to exercise or whatever. And then number three, if you don't mind, this is the product I have to solve this problem. Or you are a coach, or you sell physical products that work naturally. If you can include step one and step two that I've explained, step three is very easy for people to buy into. Even as a service provider, if you can show them, step one, this is the problem. Step two, this is the solution. Step three, I also provide the solution. I can help you implement it if you don't want to do it yourself. That is where people really pay a lot. That is the secret to having an established business. When you are able to tell people the problem, you are able to tell them the solution, and you are able to implement the solution. That is the triple-edged success system for making it big. Anytime, not only in 2025, anytime, any day. People trust you when you understand their problem. People trust you when you are able to explain the solution, and then they are willing to pay you when you are able to implement the solution for them. So that is it today. I hope this has been helpful. And next week, we're going to be going to the next level. You can see that the story of Joseph. Joseph needed to be told the dreams. And you can see the three levels of Joseph's experience. Let me just say this before we go. When Joseph was in the prison, you can see that he implemented the first level, the second level, but the third level was not implemented. You saw that it was not rewarded. The butler had a dream. He told him the problem. He told him what was going to happen. And then the other guy too. But none of them rewarded him. But when it came to the king, he told him the problem, he told him the solution, and because he was going to implement it, his reward came immediately. So this year, strive towards more of being able to implement the solution to the problem. Let's tend towards that. Let's look for more opportunities to implement the solution. However, before you can get that, find an avenue to be able to publicly, generously tell people, interpret the dreams, show them the solution, and let them choose to work with you. Then you can charge at that time. It's easier to charge at that time. So that is it. Next week, we're going to be looking at, what if they don't tell you the dream? How do you interpret it? What if they don't even know the dream? What if they don't know the problem? How do you still help those people? That's what we'll be looking at next week. I'll be looking at the story of Daniel in this case. Daniel plus Joseph. We're going to be looking at next week. But majorly, Daniel. And one thing we need to take away is that what Joseph said, when the king said, I've been told you can do this, and he said, it's not in me, but God will give Joseph an answer. God is the one who can interpret it. So for you and I want us to rely on God. You have a system of advantage. I have a system of advantage. That's the Holy Spirit. We know that he's the one who's going to manifest the gift of discernment, manifest the gift of wisdom through you and I. So let's depend on him. Let's pray to him. Let's trust him that this year, God will show you step by step how to interpret the dreams of the people, what they really need. I've seen that happen in my life. A client tells me, this is what I need. And I just know that that's not what he needs. It's very funny when a client says, this is what I should do, and I do something else. And they're like, this is so perfect. That can only be the Spirit of God. So this year, let's trust God more. And even as you pray, you fast, trust God and depend on him to manifest this gift through you, to interpret dreams for the people, and then the reward will come speedily. Praise God. That's the end of the episode today. That's the end of the podcast today. I hope this has been a blessing to you. If you missed some part of it, listen to it again from the beginning, and I believe you'll be tremendously blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Maximize your success this year by employing or implementing the triple-edged success system that Joseph used to have success. Thank you for coming. Happy New Year to you all. I hope you really enjoyed your Christmas and New Year break. God bless you. This year shall be a year of success. This year shall be a year of breakthrough. This year shall be a year of favor all around for you in the name of Jesus. Anything you've not been able to attain from the beginning of year till now, I pray that God will open doors. God will empower you to be able to implement those things, to be able to enjoy those blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Stay ever blessed and don't miss next week for anything. Bye.
Good success. Good success. Good success. Good success. Good success.